Guest analyst this afternoon, U.S. Commodities President Don Rose. Don, we had a grain market today, kind of range-bound almost, really. Corn traded back and forth. Soybeans a little bit softer all day. The Kansas City wheat was the leader.
Yeah, no, that's it, Randy. It's all about the wheat market. It's all about the Kansas City wheat, continues to push up here very sharply, in just 6 days, had a monstrous rally to the upside. Funds got caught short. Getting some moisture, limited moisture in eastern and northern Kansas, western Kansas, dry areas still dry. Southwest Russia still dry. A little bit of concern with the weather in Europe. Too cold, some frost damage. So, all these things bubbled to the top and caused a lot of short covering to end the week, Randy. But no doubt, Kansas City wheat was the leader this week.
Yeah, more money flow than anything else?
I think that's it. And I think the same thing, we've got big shorts in the corn, big shorts in the wheat, and they just need a catalyst. We'll see once what happens with the weather going forward. And, so far the trade's watching the weather very close, corn planting on average, but it looks like we have some wet systems coming through. We'll see if it turns into anything next week. May 6th to 10th, looks like we get an open window, but this is definitely not a year that's going to be early seedings on the corn. Maybe do we see some switch over to soybeans if there's a iffy at all. So, we started, maybe this week wheat woke people up on what can happen with weather.
Yeah. Well, that's the thing. And typically planting delays don't really sustain a market real long anyway.
No, they don't. And I think what it does is maybe can change the attitude, but you're exactly right. We get to the point where you're saying rain makes grain, but right now I think it's really a jump ball. We're dry in many areas, so we need the rain, but you want the rain not too much to slow down the plantings. But doesn't seem like it's a big issue yet, and that was evidenced the way the market traded this week. It was respectful of it, couldn't push to the downside, but certainly couldn't push to the upside on soybeans and corn. Could not follow the wheat higher.
Yeah, you put that just exactly right, because it sure seemed like watching this market, they were real hesitant about either direction. They were kind of weighing, is the rain good or is the rain bad? So it was kind of quiet.
Yeah, and I think that's it, Randy. And I think we'll sort it out as we go forward. In the olden days, we weren't that concerned if the corn wasn't in the ground by May 1st. But, the trade gets more concerned, think that we get bigger yields earlier you get it put in, no doubt about it. So we will see. And meantime, Argentina harvesting soybeans aggressively, about 25% harvested. Remember, they're the largest soybean meal exporter in the world. Brazil's about 90-95% done on soybeans. So a lot of competition coming at us. That kind of anchored the soybeans down throughout the week.
What happened over in the livestock side?
Well, the cattle market's been one of these. We're watching this avian flu, if you will, in the milk supply. We have a lot of issues over there about the dairy cattle now need permits to switch, move between state lines. But doesn't seem to affect the demand on milk, doesn't seem to affect the demand on the beef. We do have the carcass weights down 23 pounds versus a year ago. Packers losing about $70 a head. But, this is that time of year where if the demand's going to pick up on beef, it's going to happen right now. And, feels like the cattle market respected that this week.
Anything else we need to be aware of or talking about?
Well, I think in the big picture, we have to watch inflation. Certainly isn't under control. Found that out this week. That helped the interest rates move higher, helped the dollar move higher, so that's a bit of an anchor on the market from that standpoint. But certainly inflationary buying hit some of these markets.
U.S. Commodities President Don Rose.